Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
Okay.
Pottersville.
What happened to that woman? How was she injured?
Well, if you know the story of It's a Wonderful Life, you'll have some idea.
Pottersville is a harsh place to be.
I'll tell you one thing, that trombone was mixed up way too damn loud. Get that guy on the phone. Let's remix that thing. That is from the musical It's a Wonderful Life, which is being performed virtually by SRJC. Let me just begin. Well, first I'll begin by introducing our guests. John Shillington is with us and Janice Dunson Wilson. We shall talk to actor Alex Valdez on the phone. What is the difference between the musical and the movie that we're all so familiar with?
That's a great question.
I mean, it follows pretty much the same thing.
It follows very much the same story, but we've updated it to 2020, although we tell it back in 1940s. It's black and white, the virtual show that you get to see, but heaven happens to be in color, like The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I like that.
And Alex, if you're there, Alex, are you here? Alex plays Clarence, the angel second class.
Oh, I am absolutely here.
Wow. You're the guardian angel?
Alex.
I am guardian angel second class.
Wow, would you be my guardian angel? I need a couple.
I think I know a few people. I can get in contact.
Okay, cool.
You're on the list.
Yeah. all right, so talk about the plot. Everyone knows the plot.
Yes.
It's a Wonderful Life. I still can watch it every year with no problem.
Yes, but Clarence has gotten a new job in the last 80 years.
So now there's
a woman. Clarence
became a woman.
No, Clarence is now playing a motivational speaker for other angels second class up in heaven.
Oh.
That's how we started.
And that's nice.
Alex is the narrator who frames the whole story as he looks back on his experience.
Gotcha. And as far as the rest of the play, you mentioned it's in black and white, and I don't know, Harry?
Well, as we said, it follows the plot of the film.
Yep.
It's Michael. Basically, we're telling the story of George Bailey, a man who's dedicated his life to others and finds that life rapidly falling apart, decides that perhaps the community would be better off without him, and is on a bridge. Is that still in the show?
He's
on a bridge.
Show, yes.
And he's visited by Clarence, who decides to show him what life would have been like had he never existed.
I love Clarence.
Clarence is a great character. And you guys have taken the approach, you've made some changes to it, but the most interesting thing to me is you've developed this into a musical. Now, how long has this been bouncing around in your head, Janice?
I was first commissioned to write this by Ellie Lichtenstein at Cinnabar in 2001 for their children's productions.
Really?
Yeah. So they had 5 different years over the years, and then we did this in 2012 at Sixth Street. But we've added more songs and took away other songs and greatly improved upon the musical.
So
and
you
put
wrote
a twist.
The music?
Yes, sir.
How cool is that?
She's pretty brilliant.
Yes, it's original music.
Yes.
You might have heard these before if you'd attended any of those earlier productions.
The Pottersville song was at the 2001 production, and it was always the most popular song in the show, even though it was so bad.
Dark.
They got to sing about whiskey when they were kids, you know.
So let's talk about writing music for a show that's not designed as a musical. How challenging is that?
Well, for me, it's fun because music is the vehicle that carries the story in my mind. Is that it lifts the moods And the feeling and the emotions of what's really happening in the story, you just kind of underscore it. And if you see this show, there's certain areas where you can go, hot damn, I'm happy. You know, when the train comes in, or when you want to kiss the girl at the moon. I mean, it really lends itself in so many areas where they're dancing, that Charleston with the swimming pool opens up. I mean, there's so many.
You don't have a swimming pool that opens up.
Well, no. We had to cut that part.
Unfortunately not.
So, John, let's talk about adapting this show for Zoom presentation, which is what you've had to do. Now, you've got a decades-long career in theater and directing, and especially at just 2 decades. That's decades long, okay? That's more than one. But this is the first time that you've had to deal, and this is the first musical that I know of that's being done via Zoom. What kind of challenges does that present for you?
Yeah, the problem, of course, is the lag. And so we had made a demo of all the music ahead of time this summer with some fabulous singers, and then we'll meet in person just to do the music, and then we have to lip sync is the bottom line because of the lag. But the lip syncing is really brilliant, as Alex will attest, because Alex actually has to do some rap in the show. Janice Wilson, one of her skills is being able to do all sorts of genres of music, and so she does the 40s, she does the 30s, she does the 20s, but she also does 2020.
Yeah,
well, then I don't want to see it.
Now, Steve.
Don't even say the phrase 2020.
Oh, I thought you were going to have a problem with rap.
No.
Good.
It's the year.
So, Alex, I'm funky. my rap name is Ice Cream.
Yeah, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Alex, let's talk to you for a few seconds about performing for Zoom. You're obviously playing an angel, so there's issues with how do you prepare for that. And then you've got apparently some singing and some rapping to do in the show, correct? So how did you prepare yourself, or how did you adapt to this Zoom format?
Well, I have to say the hardest thing as an actor is that I don't have my audience to play off of. As an actor, I tend to pull a lot from the feedback that I get from my audience and make it a whole experience. So adapting to Zoom is the most incredibly difficult thing, of knowing where my punches are and knowing where to go with it. However, I have an amazing team behind me with It's a Wonderful Life. And with the trickery that is still done behind the scenes, even when we're live, I can still see what my stage managers are doing and such that the audience will not see, hopefully. And I can still play off of that as well. And it's a completely different process. Though I have to say, it is still just as magical.
Nice. So, John,
and this is going to be on YouTube.
Yes. All right. They'll access it through at YouTube.
November 27th and 28th, December 4th and 5th at 7:30. This is something to take a look at.
Four performances only. For all the information about how to connect, how to see, go to theaterarts.santarosa.edu. You'll need to buy a ticket. And you'll get a pass. You'll get all the link information and a password. And we're going to have 2 folks, if you're interested in viewing It's a Wonderful Life, the SRJC's musical production. The first 2 callers at 707-636-1350, who give us their name, their email address, and their phone number, will get you in contact with the folks at SRJC, and they will get you your passes to the show. So, John, it's a big cast.
About 28 people.
28 people.
Whoa.
Yeah. 5 backup angels.
Backup angels.
You got to have backup angels. See, that's what I need is backup angels.
Clarence and the Pips.
5 ain't going to cut it for you, Steve.
Help me out, Alex.
Well, I'll get my crew on it, but we do have a waiting list.
Now, how?
Yeah, I'm sure.
How is the music being performed?
And they're going to look at the list and go, Jackson? No.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Wrong list.
Yeah.
Talk about the music, if you would, for a second, Janice, how it's being performed.
How it's being performed. Well, we did the process that everybody else has been doing in music classes across the country and the world, and that's that they sing. I created practice CDs or practice tapes or practice MP3s, and they sing into their cell phone while the headphones are in their ears and they're listening to it on a separate device like a computer, and then they email me their MP3 tracks of particular vocal lines. And then I become a sound engineer with the trombone too loud. No, I
didn't. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just teasing.
Turn but that trombone down.
I'll turn that Barry saxophone down, I promise. But
that was a Barry sax?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what they was.
Well, they tend to be loud.
He recorded that on Saturday. Brendan Buss, yes,
that's
he did.
Very cool.
Yeah,
that's just, it's oh, I know him.
Yeah, he's
not
pretty
well,
awesome.
But yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's awesome. So I just say,
I just got the 1 minute sign.
And then we put it all together, and Ken Brazel is helping me lining it all up. He's the official sound engineer. I'm the lackey that does all the, gets all the 1,000 emails and putting them all together. And that's how we do it. And I arrange the music, either it's orchestral for computer music, or I hired four live musicians that laid tracks down too that we're incorporating into that. So John, there's only a few minutes left, or anybody.
So it's a live performance with some pre-recorded music.
Correct.
And scenes.
Correct.
And again, it opens after Thanksgiving on Friday, November 27th. It runs on Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th, and then the 4th and 5th of December. Showtimes are at 7:30 p.m. And again, all the information about the show can be found on the SRJC website at theaterarts.sonoma.edu. Thanks,
right.
Guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, John Shillington, Janice Dunson-Wilson, and Alex Valdez. Have a great run those four nights, and I can't wait to see it. So Harry set me up.
All right, you got it.
All right, we'll be back on KSRO.